BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Monday's podcast includes Greg James on Real or No Real. Why can't we hear the football players on TV when they're playing? And our listener Johnny claims to have the best story ever for us. Oh, and we get the invite we've been hoping for to the British Kebab Awards.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you feel like it's actually going to be spring quite soon?
Well, it is spring now, isn't it? I saw is that it? Pop up on Facebook, yeah. I'm massively wrong.
I just feel like summer's going to be on quite soon.
But I asked you last week, is summer now on? Because I don't really understand the whole seasons thing, to be brutally honest.
No, when it's 8 degrees and you're wearing a coat, that's not summer.
But from now on in... generally speaking, are we on?
I just feel like it's getting a bit more towards it, you know?
So do I have a barbecue now?
No. It's like 10 degrees. I'm saying it's coming. It feels like it's coming. Phoebe's been on from sunny West Sussex saying, enjoying the tunes, keep them rolling because it's really sunny where I am. Tanya, not so much. It is sunny where she is, but she's trying to get rid of the stress of writing a 3,000-word essay.
Oof.
Final year stress. She's put Radio 1 on to try and kind of ease it a little bit. Yeah, but I just feel it's coming, you know?
Good.
I might have a shave soon. Get the legs out.
Oh, right. Yeah, I was wondering where you were going with that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Whoa, Kieran says 18 degrees, shades, baseball cap, sun in a lot of Scotland today.
Nice.
Inverness hovering around 12 degrees, but that sometimes for Inverness is summer. This is a good idea. Maybe like transfer deadline day, we... have a day where everything changes to summer and we have loads of summer tunes on.
Yeah.
Everyone like changes the profile picture. It just becomes one day where we just release it.
That's a really good idea.
I like that a lot.
Yeah.
I've just noticed, having said, can we change our profile pictures to summer ones yet, that my one's been summer all year round. I never went to a winter one.
Well, don't change it now.
No, I'm not going to, but mine are from Big Weekend.
Fine. Stick with it.
All summer. All the time. Hello?
Hiya.
Hello, who's that?
This is Ibrahim Dogus from British Kebab Awards.
Ibrahim!
Yes, hi.
Oh, yes, Ibrahim. Scott, it's Ibrahim from the British Kebab Awards.
We were talking about this the other day. It's nearly here, isn't it, the British Kebab Awards?
It is almost. I mean, the actual ceremony will be on Wednesday.
Oh, okay. 1 second.
We've got a few problems, but your phone is kind of breaking up. You haven't got another, like a landline number we can call you on, have you?
I don't have a landline now, but I can have a landline in about 15, 20 minutes, if that's okay.
Okay, call us back.
I think he's gone.
Right.
I wonder what he wants.
Can we look up when the Kebab Awards are?
Well, I know when they are.
When?
They're this Wednesday, so I can only assume this is good news from Ibrahim.
He's left it quite late, which I like. He kept us hanging there.
Not as late as last year. Do you remember last year, we came up with the idea of going to the British Kebab Awards on the day of the British Kebab Awards?
Yeah, it was even more last minute.
And throughout the show, we ended up in a position where I suddenly was presenting an award at it.
Yeah.
It was a fast-moving situation last year.
He may, of course, just been calling up to tell us that it was the Kebab Awards and there's probably no invite.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe
we're being a little bit presumptuous here.
Or maybe he was asking for a song or something. You never know.
Give us a call back, Ibrahim, when you've got better signal.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1. KB, Craig David and Major Lazer with Who Am I? Matt is a little bit puzzled in Care Philly this afternoon. Does she say I've got this cake and I don't know what to do with it at the start, KTB? Yes, she does.
I got this cake and I don't know what to do with it.
Eat it?
Bake off. She'd be awesome on that. When does that start?
Hasn't it just finished?
I don't know. I never know where I'm at with shows.
I don't know.
It bugs me.
Someone will know.
I really hope Ibrahim was calling to invite us to the awards, by the way.
Yeah.
British Kebab Awards.
He's going to call us back.
Highlight of the year, easily.
Yeah. You had a great time there last year, right?
Oh, it was so good, mate. You genuinely would love it.
And do you eat kebabs? Is there like a sit-down dinner?
Yeah.
I vaguely remember last year.
It's just great that there's a full-on awards ceremony for kebabs.
Yeah, and I couldn't go last year. Hey, tell everyone what you saw this morning outside Radio 1.
All kicking off outside Radio 1, right? So Michael McIntyre was filming something, legend. He's filming this thing on a bike, but stood next to him whilst he was filming, there was... a young guy dressed exactly the same as Michael McIntyre, as in red jacket, but with a wig on, who was clearly Michael McIntyre's stunt double. Love that Michael McIntyre has a stunt double.
Well, he must have been filming for some show then,
must
right?
Must have, yeah. But the thing is with stunt doubles is you really have to squint to see how the how they look similar, because it was, I'm not joking, it was a kid with a wig on. So clearly the kid is good on a BMX.
Yeah, but doesn't really look anything like Michael McIntyre.
No.
But it's just a kid look with a wig like Michael McIntyre's hair.
Yeah, if you see Michael McIntyre doing a stunt, it's a kid in a wig.
Yeah. If you see anything on TV where Michael McIntyre's on a bike, it's just a kid in a wig. It's not him.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
This weekend, I'm mostly getting a lot of, not drivers, but passengers filming going under the Scott Mills Bridge, and they all go, yes, as they go under the bridge on the M3 at Fleet Services. Not drivers, just passengers.
Yeah, obviously. Obviously. Yeah, obviously.
But thank you for all of those. Ashley in Beaconsfield, I'm causing him huge issues as well, because every time he now makes a payment via contactless, he does shout, yes, like I do. So he's like, thanks for that. We did this on the show a few weeks ago. It's just so exciting when you hover that card. You don't even have to touch it. You can just hover it above the machine and it says card approved. And it, I don't know, it just makes me very happy.
Catherine texting as well, going back to the bridge, saying that she was in a car where a baby was crying, went under the bridge, baby stopped crying.
Brilliant.
It's the power of the bridge.
Mm. Someone says the plaque's a bit grubby today. So someone could give that a little scrub.
Give a little clean. No advertising around the plaque, please. I've noticed that popping up.
What do you mean?
People are flyering the plaque.
Absolutely not. We need to keep a watch on this.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Anne in Tamworth, who paid contactless at the weekend and let out a little woohoo, to which the cashier went, everyone does that the first time. Keris in Aberdeen used her Wapple Pay today at work in the staff canteen, and the guy that served her was new. He was like, wow, it's like a card, but it's a phone. Blew his actual mind. We had a call earlier from the man who runs the kebab awards, but his phone cut out, dodgy signal. So I'm hoping this is him now. Hello?
Hiya, hi.
Hello, who's that?
Hi, this is Ibrahim Dogus from British Kebab Awards.
Yes, Ibrahim, you tried to call before.
I did indeed. I mean, there was bad reception, so I couldn't talk.
Okay.
I hope this is much better.
It's a lot better. So we've seen that the Kebab Awards are this Wednesday.
It is, yes. I mean, the big day is coming. It's only 48 hours to the big day.
Yes.
Do you know what? For months now, I've been saying to people here at Radio 1, when's the British Kebab Awards? When's the British Kebab Awards? For me, it's a bit like Christmas in that sense. It's it's become a yearly event.
That's very
something
good.
To look forward to.
That's great to hear.
Now, can I let you into a little secret, Chris?
Yeah.
You know I didn't go to the British Kebab Awards last year.
No.
I, for this year, have actually put it in the diary already.
Lol that you've just added it to your diary without really asking. So, Ibrahim, is it good news?
That's why I'm calling, basically. I want to invite you and Chris and the team at Radio 1 to join us.
No way.
Seriously. Chris made it last year, at the last minute, if you remember.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
He was having difficulties with finding a proper seat, but... He was good at that.
Yeah.
That's right. Really last minute we sorted the suit. In fact, it was the whole thing was really last minute for us. But we did manage to get hold of some quite jazzy suits.
It was good. It worked really well. I mean, he managed to get there on time and we managed to put him on stage to present an award.
Yeah.
And we are very keen on doing the same for you and him on this Wednesday.
I couldn't make it last year, but I believe I'm free on this Wednesday.
That's amazing. I mean, we really need you to confirm if you can make it. So we're just doing the running order now.
Okay.
So if you are able to join us, we will be delighted to have you on the stage to present an award.
Put me down, Ibrahim.
Hang on, Scott. Can we make sure that this is a genuine, you know, you're definitely going to come. Don't say yes that you're going to go, Scott, and then bail.
Exactly.
Last minute.
Exactly.
You've got form on this front, as Ibrahim seems to know.
Yes.
So if you are going to go, Scott, commit fully.
Is that a full commitment?
Yes, it is, Ibrahim.
Perfect, sir.
I'll be there.
And then we'll look forward to see you on Wednesday.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Starting at 6. I mean, if you can make it a bit earlier, you'll be able to mingle around with people.
So there'll be a lot of kebab shop owners there if I get there earlier than 6 so I can mingle with them.
Yeah, we have about 1,200 people attending their walls.
Mills, that it's brilliant. You'll love it there. Honestly, I had a right time last time.
Yeah.
Ibrahim, so are we going to be presenting an award?
Yes, you will be. I mean, we haven't decided which award that you will be presenting yet, but we will be. I mean, we will invite you onto the stage to present one of the awards.
Now, what was it last year?
Last year, I presented the Best Newcomer.
Okay, you could do the same, I guess. We'll get the same for you.
Yeah.
Best newcomer of kebabs.
Kebabs, yeah.
A kebab restaurant.
Right.
I did a small speech beforehand as well, Ibrahim. Well, do you remember that?
That's fine, yeah. We'll make sure you do say three words before you present the award.
Oh, yeah, that's good, because I worried that last year I sort of took it upon myself to say a few words. I just sort of saw the moment and did a small speech.
I've got one of the team actually finding that speech for us right now with you in a moment.
That's very good. I mean, it's normal. When you're on such a large stage, you get excited and you want to say things.
Yeah.
True that.
Yes.
That Scott especially. Chris, yeah. So how are you seeing this, Ibrahim? Me and Scott on stage there. I mean, it will be an honour for us. I can't wait for you to go, Scott. Mm. I can't wait to take you there this year.
I mean, you'll be invited, both of you, at the same time. So you'll come onto the stage, and then we'll ask you to say a few words before you actually announce the winner and invite the winner to receive their award.
This is very exciting, Ibrahim. We've actually located the speech from last year. Let's see how much of this you remember, Chris.
Okay.
Apologies to the wetsuit. My friend has poured a drink on me.
Oh, yeah.
It's not great quality, but you are apologising there for because your suit is wet because one of the team poured a drink on you just before you went up.
Yes, that's right. I had a mare just before I stood up on stage, Ibrahim. One of the team here did decide to pour a drink over me.
Which I think they did on purpose.
2014 has been a big year for kebabs.
What do you mean?
Well, obviously, because it would have been about the year before, so it would have been 2014 into 2015.
But why was it a good year for kebabs? Or did you just find
just
that?
Just seemed like the right way to open the speech.
Let's hope 2015 is even bigger. Great to see falafel people in the house right now.
What was that?
Because it was such a busy room, Scott, I wanted to do a few jokes. Oh. And what I meant to say was, it's great to see a falafel house here. As in full house.
Falafel house. All right, okay.
But I got the joke slightly wrong. And I accidentally said it's great to see so many falafel people in here, which obviously doesn't work.
You could try the same joke this time, it will work, I think.
I'd rather you didn't, Chris.
Great to see falafel people in the house right now.
That doesn't make any sense.
No.
Lovely to meet you all.
Lovely to what?
Lovely to meet you all.
Because meet, right.
Here's to a great 2015. Let's make it.
Let's make it what?
It got quite a response. Let's make it meze. And then there was one table who listened to the show, who brilliant form last year, but whereas the rest of the crowd were quite quiet, this guy loved the joke. And he did actually say to me, came up to me before the speech, I think that's the voice you can hear. That was incredible. Let's make it meze. And then this bloke chimes in.
Here's to a great 2015. Let's make it meze.
Hero. I hope he's there this year. It was a great, great night, Ibrahim.
Thank you. Thank you for joining last year. I'm looking forward to see both of you on Wednesday then.
Yes. I'll get a suit all lined up, Ibrahim.
Perfect. Great.
All right. Well, I'll see you on Wednesday then. And I'll be mingling from 6.
Great, perfect. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Okay. Love you, bye.
Take care, then. The Scott
Mills Daily. Right, I'm going to write the speech this year because it can't be any worse than last year.
No, don't say that.
Nice to see a bunch of falafel people. It doesn't make any sense.
It was a joke done wrong. Now, how about I write the speech for you?
No.
Yes.
No, if I'm going on that stage with you, I want control. I'm not being in control of this.
Oh, this is you all over, though. You won't have a laugh, will you? It will all be serious and worried about what Scott Mills is going to look like out of this.
Mate, we're going to the British Kebab Awards.
What I'm saying
worried about what it looks like.
I've been before, trust me. I tell you what we do need to do, though, because I went well jazzy in the suit. Last minute, managed to get hold of a suit. It was well jazzy.
What jazzy? What was it?
Now, if you Google Chris Stark Kebab Awards...
You've done that a few times, you can tell.
It's very jazzy. That jazzy, right? Now, what I want us to do, ideally, is better ourselves this year. But I don't know where we go. And you know fashion people.
Yeah.
If not, we speak to Grimmy or someone. Let's really go for it.
Okay. So we are officially hosting Best Newcomer at the British Kebab Awards in London on Wednesday night. Thanks, Ibrahim. You know who's going to be jealous?
Who?
Charlie Sloth. Oh, yeah? Bussy's going to be jealous.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Why don't we go to the Kebab Awards dressed as kebabs?
Not a bad idea.
Is that too jazzy? Callum in Scotland wants to know. How do you dress as a kebab?
I'm just wondering what that would look like.
No, I did used to have a hot dog outfit. But that's obviously not the same because it's not the British Hot Dog Awards.
Do you know,
otherwise, that would have sufficed.
That wouldn't. Well, kind of. It would be a hot dog at a kebab award. but how about this
I might
one,
do that.
Scott? How about we get you dressed up? It's a bit ho. Lady Gaga meat dress.
No. How? And 2010.
And then I can be the wrap. Maybe we go
to my kebab.
Yeah. So you could be the meat, and I could sort of wrap my arms around you dressed as a pitta.
Yes.
I mean, at times, if I need to drink something or eat something, I'll obviously have one hand free and it'll be badly wrapped.
Yes.
But it will be a wrapped kebab, essentially, and that's what we're going for.
Well, that's another idea that we've got 2 days just to... let's no one panic, but we've got 2 days to sort the outfits out. And you're not good at this. You're not organised at the best of times.
But how does it work? Because I watch, red carpet coverage from the Oscars and stuff like that.
Yeah, there won't be any of that.
And there's, designers...
It's not going to be on E! Channel, is it?
There's designers that design the suits.
Who are you wearing?
Who are you wearing?
Yeah, it's like Julie. Anna Rancic, who are you wearing? Always ask that.
So how do we go about...
She won't be there. No one will be asking who you're wearing. Don't worry about that. It's Kebab Awards, mate. Different.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
On my Instagram at the moment, I've put the words to the chorus of Work by Rihanna. And I've put, at last, we can all sing along to Work by Rihanna. Because it is hard to sing along to, but not with my handy lyrics that I've just put up. Work, 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 work. He see me happy. Work, 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 work. He see me do me dirt, 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 dirt. That's how it starts.
It does make it clear now, though, doesn't it? Because before I wasn't sure what the words exactly were.
No. I would quite like you to have a little singing lesson with Felicia. She's not been on for a while, but our resident singing coach. Do you remember she's taught you to do all sorts before, like Ariana Grande? One of my favourites was Love Me Like You Do, Ellie Goulding. She taught you that.
A Chandelier.
By Sia.
That was another good one.
And now you can sing like Sia. I think the next probably one we should do is Work by Rihanna, now that we know the words to the chorus.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
So I texted you over the weekend. I was watching the rugby with Pete Mills, my dad, and obsessed because I could hear what the people were saying on the pitch.
I know, because the referee wears a mic.
Does that happen in football?
No.
But why not?
I think it's because it might... I don't know, but it might be a bit sweary.
Right. But why is it not sweary in rugby, then?
Well, that's a huge debate that we could have right now. But,
right.
But generally, there's maybe a tiny bit more sort of respect towards the referee in rugby.
Got you. Okay. Yeah, because I text you, why can't you hear the rugby football players talking in between? They just mouth words. Obviously, they are speaking, but we can't hear them because they've got no mics on. But as a non-kind of football fan or fan of sport and TV myself... That would make it a must view for me.
You've hit on something though, because you're not interested in the actual sport of the game.
No, I want the entertainment.
You want to see how they interact between each other, what they call each other, who's dating who, that kind of thing.
Absolutely, I want the gossip. I want the ref and the other team being slagged off.
BBC Radio 1,
the Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, we've got Farmer on. It's time for bangers. How are you feeling about this?
I feel good. It's a new week. You won last week. I'll win this week.
All right.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Dominic.
Hello.
What are you doing?
How are you? I'm spraying wheat. Winter wheat.
Yes, to the young farmers. Whereabouts are you?
I'm in South Lincolnshire.
Okay, spraying as we speak?
Yeah.
Okay. Take a little break from that because we need your full attention for the bangers, please.
Okay.
So you know how this works, Dominic. I choose a song, he chooses a song. It's supposed to brighten up your afternoon because at like 2:40, I think, is the time when most people are like, ugh, and you have a little bit of that kind of like mid-afternoon lull.
You've been spraying all day, you just need a little break now and you need to concentrate on this and enjoy this.
And it's a tune that like everyone can turn up. He doesn't know my choice, I don't know his choice. Today, Dominic, for you, I have got this for your consideration. Bit of me. Everyone forgets how good this song actually was. Little Mix. Their first song apart from the winner's song.
Oh,
Oh, it's good.
It's very Scott Mills pop, this, isn't it? That's no bad thing, though.
Come on, it's a good song.
Are you going to run out of these type of songs for yourself at some point?
What?
Are you going to run out of these type of songs
Absolutely
for yourself
not.
At some point?
I've got many more in my arsenal. What have you got?
I've got this. Now, you might be tempted to hoo the Rizzle Kicks.
No.
But don't you dare, because this was a good one.
It is a good one.
It
and
was
also,
a good one.
They were on our show a lot, and I hope they come back soon.
A song about trumpets. I mean, that alone should win it. It's quite pop today's choices.
Dominic?
Yeah. Yeah, it's very out there. You know,
not really. Really.
It's not.
It's very mainstream, actually, Dominic.
Yeah.
Like, are you okay? You
yeah, are you okay,
are you not
hon?
Happy with either of those? I mean, we've got a situation
yeah.
if that's the case.
Yeah. I mean, it's quite a clear decision for me.
Okay.
It's a hell of a song. Takes me back to the sunshine in the summer and chilling on my tractor, you know, harvesting and what have you.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm a big fan of the Who. So I think my choice this afternoon for bangers is Chris's song.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Well, and we're off.
Well, you're wrong.
Pardon me there.
That's well annoyed you, isn't it? I can see by your face. You do this sometimes. When I win, you put your headphones on, take your phone out and just look miserable. And then, I'll tell you what actually happened whilst that song was playing here at Radio 1. You started playing your one in the studio.
Listen
instead.
To the intro alone. Come on.
Mama, but you lost. No reason why that should be playing right now.
I'm going to put that back in. That's how much I believe in it.
You think there's been an injustice?
Yeah, I do. Like, that song needs to be played. I've not heard it for ages. Sorry for listening to it while your Rizzle Kick song was on off air, though.
That shouldn't happen.
No.
We need to stamp that out.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott.
Who's that?
It's Johnny.
It's Johnny.
I've spoke to you before.
You have?
Yeah. I had a bit of a pitch to Deborah Meaden about what I like to call the lazy plates.
The lazy plates. I remember you.
Oh, so you did an instant Dragon's Den.
I did indeed.
What was your idea again? I remember the name Lazy Plates, but I can't remember what your business idea was that you pitched to Mrs. Meaden.
It was basically a plate that were covered in hundreds of layers of plastic covering. And then you could eat your meal and then just rip a layer off. And then you're good to go then. No washing up. No nothing.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
I do remember
the plate
you.
Of many layers.
But unfortunately, she wasn't having any of it.
Yeah, I remember her not being impressed, but then nothing impresses her much.
Yeah, no, that's it. I don't think she's the best investor, really, is she?
No.
No, actually, she's our favourite dragon. Don't say that.
Yeah, not the greatest thing to say. But did you manage to find investment anywhere else?
I spoke to a few companies and few big names, but they all wanted to change the name, and I'm not selling out my idea like that.
Right, I see.
It's lazy plates or nothing, I'm afraid.
When you say big names, what do you mean?
Big companies.
Oh.
You know, supermarkets.
Yeah.
And
you wouldn't sell to them because of the name?
Yeah, they weren't keen on lazy plates.
No.
One of them suggested Easy Plates, but I know it's close. It's still not Lazy Plates, though,
right.
is it? So.
You're not budging on that name, are you?
No, stick to your guns, aren't you, this day and age?
Yeah. Anyway, how can I help you today, Johnny?
Unfortunately, I went on a first date the other day, and it went tremendously badly.
Oh. So this is something that's happened to you, what, in the last week or so?
Yeah, the last Tuesday, I think it was.
I'm glad you decided to get back in touch.
Oh, well.
Thank you very much for, sharing potentially another story here.
Sharing's caring, Scott.
Yeah. If you ever want to get in touch with us, the best way is to email anything that you've got, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. I just love stories.
So was this a successful date story, or have you had a mare?
I've had a complete mare, as they say.
OK, talk me through it then.
Right, so I met the lovely young lady on Tinder.
Yes.
2016, after all. You've got to go with the flow, haven't you?
I'm not judging you, Johnny.
I know, Scott, I know. I know you're not the type of guy that would judge me for something like that.
No, everyone does it.
So we exchanged a few messages, and then next day, I'm a bit of a quick mover, you see.
Mm. You sounded.
We decided to go to Nando's. Other Portuguese chicken restaurants are available.
Can I stop you there? Let's not mention it too much. So from now on, it should be known as Wando's.
It's known as what? Sorry?
Wando's.
Wando's.
That's what you're saying next time you mention the name there.
Right, okay. So we went to Wando's.
Yeah.
Picked her up. Drove to Nando's. Didn't charge her any petrol.
Oh, you've done it again. You've done it wrong. Either say Wando's or the chicken place.
Right, okay.
Okay, good. Thanks.
So I drove and picked the girl up. In fact, for the purpose of this interview, I'll just refer to her as Brenda, and then we don't have to keep calling her that girl.
Okay.
Is that okay?
This is a very slow-moving story so far. So you've matched on a dating app that rhymes with Rinder.
Yeah.
You are on your way to Wando's. You've picked up Brenda.
Yeah.
Got you.
So me and Brenda go to the chicken shop.
Yes.
Wando's, and then,
yeah, all right. This is a music radio station, so can I play a song now?
If you want to play a song, Scott, you'll play Scott.
Okay. I would like to, but promise me that the story is good enough for you to hang on the line now.
I'll hang on, don't you worry.
No, but is it good enough?
We could just end it here if you genuinely think it's not going to go anywhere.
It's taken a while.
It's the most amazing story you'll ever hear in your life.
Okay, as long as you think that, because you've done a big build-up now.
It's worth it.
Okay, wait
hang
there.
On, guys.
Wait there.
You'll listen to this song.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
And we rejoin the story where he is taking her to a chicken restaurant. Johnny, nothing's happened yet.
I'm getting to this bit, Scott.
Okay.
It needs a build-up.
Okay, so what happened next?
Right, so I've got this foolproof plan where, to impress a girl, because we all know girls like a sense of danger, I like to order extra hot chicken, except it's not extra hot. It's either plain, mango and lime, or lemon and herb. And then I just ask whoever's behind the counter to put an extra hot flag in it.
That's such a good idea.
Well, so you have a word with the server and just go, look, I actually want it plain, but could you stick a little extra hot flag in that for me, please, to impress the girl?
Yeah, just do a switcheroony and then we're good to go then.
Hang on a minute.
Do they do that?
If you ask, they do it. The customer's always right.
So they will switch the flag if you want them to?
Yeah.
Then what happens?
Well, usually what happens is you order plain chicken with an extra hot flag and you get plain chicken.
Mm. And then you look amazing because you're eating extra hot chicken. Brenda's there going, oh my word, this is a man who can handle extra hot chicken.
Yeah. What a guy. That's what she's thinking.
He's a keeper.
Exactly.
You are eating what she thinks is the extra hot with so much ease.
You're dangerous.
I'm dangerous, and girls love a sense of danger.
Yes.
Is that your slogan?
Like, if they don't say it, they're lying. Because if you take a girl to the circus, and you say, right, on your right there's a lion tamer, and on the left there's a clown, they're automatically attracted to the lion tamer. And you don't even know what either one of them looks like. But because the sense of danger comes with the lion tamer, that's what they automatically go for.
Right, where's your evidence?
You're a deep thinker.
I'm a deep thinker indeed. It's same with people that say they like a man in uniform. Only if the uniform involves a dangerous job. So if it's a police officer, or a soldier, or a fireman, they're not sat at home thinking, ooh, I really want a bin man to come my way.
I don't think this is true.
So you've ordered a flag in your chicken, right?
Yeah.
And it's worked. So what's the mare in this story? Brenda didn't like it? What's going on?
No, you see, I've done it many times and it's worked, but this time it actually came and it was extra hot.
Oh.
Someone else has done this.
I feel like I have.
I can assure you that it's only me where it's gone wrong.
Well, so have we seen this story and it's you doing it?
Yes, it will be me.
Hasn't this been in, like, the papers and that?
Yeah, this has been in the papers, on the news, on Loose Women.
Are you the guy, or have you basically done the same thing as that guy?
I
am the guy. You search
you're
it
out. Amazing. Yes, Johnny. I saw about this last week.
Yeah, that's me. Johnny Smith Nando's.
Can we not call it that, please?
Johnny Smith Wando's.
Wando's.
Yeah, yeah. So normally you get them to switch the flag so that Brenda thinks you're, or whoever your date is that day, thinks you're having extra hot. But this time they bring you extra hot and it's still got the extra hot flag in it because that's what it is.
Yeah, that's correct. And unfortunately, I'm not a man that enjoys spicy food and I can't really handle the heat.
So you're sat there, right? You've got your chicken with a flag in.
Yeah.
And they've brought you extra hot.
Yeah.
When did you realise this?
Well, it was probably about 3 seconds into the first mouthful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thought, this is not a good situation to be in.
No.
So I tried to save face and just carry on as nothing were happening. Managed to get that mouthful down. And then I thought, well, I've got to go in for another. So I went in for the second mouthful. And then that's when I thought, right, this is game over here.
What did you do?
I upped and sort of said, through gritted teeth and a mouth that was near enough on fire, said, got to go to the toilet.
Oh no! And Brenda's just sat there thinking, what's going on? He doesn't like his hot chicken.
She sort of looked at me quite puzzled, as if to say, this guy was pretty confident he could handle this hot chicken.
Mm.
And he's just left me.
So you go to the loo with mouth on fire?
Yeah, I go to the loo with mouth on fire.
Were you sweating?
I was sweating a lot. Tears streaming down my face.
Oh, no.
How long were you in the toilet for?
I'd say a good 10, 15 minutes, maybe.
No.
And what did you do to try and cool down?
I must have drunk, I would estimate, at least 3 or 4 litres of water, and then I had my face in the basin for pretty much a good 5 minutes.
He's got a face in basin.
So you're drinking the sink water in the toilet?
Yeah. I've been told that I should have gone for milk.
Yeah, milk actually really helps to cool you down, I think, if you've had something hot.
Unfortunately, the chicken shop hasn't involved a milk tap, so I have to settle for water.
That's true. There's no milk taps in the toilet, is there?
But if they're listening, there's an idea for you.
This is an incredible story. So when you were in the toilet, Brenda was just upstairs eating her food, right?
Oh, yeah. When I finished in the toilet, I got back and Brenda had finished.
Finished her meal?
Yeah.
But she was still there, or had she just left you?
Oh, yeah, she was still there. Like I said, I drove to pick her up, so I think she was off in for a lift home as well.
I mean, what's the end result then? I mean, you said you had a mare. Are you seeing her again?
Let's put it this way, Chris. Would you see me again?
No.
No.
I wouldn't.
Yeah, that's what she's gone with as well.
Right.
What is the lesson that you've learnt from this?
I have learnt that if you're going to ask for an extra hot flag in plain chicken, make sure you ask twice, just in case they've got it wrong.
Well, that's a motto that we can all live by, isn't it?
Well, I like to think I'm doing my bit for all the guys out there.
OK, Johnny, well, listen, don't do the flag trick again. Good to speak to you.
Always good to speak to you as well, Scott.
And anytime you fancy sharing anything else, because something weird will happen at some point, let me know.
I will do, don't you worry.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Alex.
Alex, you all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Well, I've just come back from travelling after 6 months. Arrived back Wednesday night.
Yeah.
But I tune in for Innuendo Bingo on Thursday, 1:45.
Yeah.
I wasn't there.
Yeah.
What's going on?
How long have you been away for?
6 months.
And where did you go?
Went to Asia first. Ended up in the States. Came back from the States, yeah.
Nice.
Well, that's why it's not on anymore.
What, because I'm back?
No, because you went away for a bit, so we thought we'd rest it.
So now I'm back, it should start again, yeah?
No, what's really happened is since you went away, it's been on a One Direction-style hiatus.
Oh, well...
It's having a break. It's worked very hard.
Any chance of it coming back?
You're not the first person to ask this, you know.
Yeah, when I tuned in, you were talking to someone.
Yeah, we had some people
were
calling in
the same thing.
Last week. They were on, and I'm getting a lot of tweets about it as well.
Mm. So, yeah.
You sound kind of angry as well.
Well, yeah, I used to tune in every Tuesday, Thursday for it, but I don't know now.
I don't don't know if you've noticed, Scott, it's kind of gone from inquisitive, you know, people just wondering where it is, to I'm starting to get more and more aggressive tweets and messages, kind of like, where is it coming back then? It feels to me the tide is sort of slightly turning
it
on
has,
this.
Yeah, the nature of the messages have slightly changed. I think we do actually need to bring it back pretty soon.
Well, you do say this kind of thing quite a lot, Scott. It's a nice idea to bring it back.
Am I being too vague for you?
Yeah, let's get specific. When should we bring it back? Sometime soon? That's vague as well.
Have you just done it again? Soon.
Tuesday, tomorrow, 1:45.
Tomorrow? I can't do it. I can't make tomorrow. I can't.
No. Short right, note.
I need to get in the mind frame for something like that. That would be rushed.
Mm. Well, put a tweet out. I'm sure you'd have plenty of celebrities wanting to get wet by you, Chris. So
true that. We need to get a hold of some celebrities if we're going to start this thing.
That would help. Yes.
Or you play each other. You and Scott. Yeah, Chris Scott.
It just sounds like you're desperate for it now.
Yeah, you're begging.
It's like you don't really want it, but it's like you just need a hit of innuendo bingo right away in whatever form you can get it. Actually, Scott, I've got a good idea. You know we're going to the British Kebab Awards?
Yes.
If we do a speech at that, we'll be in front of a large audience, won't we?
Mm.
So perhaps we use that as the moment to declare that Innuendo Bingo is back and give a date and stuff like that. Do you know what I mean? Get specific there.
So you want me to make an announcement about the future of Innuendo Bingo at the British Kebab Awards?
Yeah, well, it seems perfect.
Rather than on a radio show with 6 million listeners.
I'm just thinking about it. It would make more of an occasion of it, wouldn't it?
On a stage, a live stage.
It's better to be on a stage in front of a crowd that we can see to announce it. It's like announcing it from on top of a mountain. It would be good to do something epic for it.
All right, well, I will... I mean, I'm not sure it's going to really fit the evening, but I will announce more details about the return of Innuendo Bingo on stage at the British Kebab Awards.
Brilliant.
On Wednesday. They'll be like, well, I don't care, I'm here for the kebabs.
No, this is good. Do you feel that moves things forward?
Yeah, perfect.
Good to speak to you.
Thanks, Scott.
Leave it with me. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. BBC
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Greg.
Hello, both of you. Nice
all
to
right,
see us
over. Yeah, and right. Very much enjoyed you on the television the other night on the old Sport Reliefs.
Thank you.
You were very good.
Thanks, it was fun. It's really exciting, giving out all those totals and stuff.
Yes, that's good. Like my favourite bit was when you did the total, because I could see, knowing you as I do, that you were very excited about that. It was a bit of a geek out moment, wasn't it? It's a bit like when I do the Eurovision scores. I'm like, oh, I've always wanted to do this.
It was amazing because when we came out at 10:30, it had just flipped back to BBC One, and that's quite nerdy.
Yeah,
because they'd said goodbye on BBC Two, and then suddenly you're on BBC One.
Oof.
I find that quite clever.
It is clever, and I was zipping up my anorak. I really was.
I was terrified to get any of the numbers wrong.
What, the totals?
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's quite confusing, I imagine, on a live show.
If you noticed, Alicia Dixon didn't read out a single number, apart from the text number.
Why?
She said, I don't want to read out the totals in case I get them wrong.
Well, so you had to do it.
So I had to do every single total.
Amazing.
Even the last one. I went, do you want to do the last one? She went, nah, I've got away with it this far.
She's got a point though, to be fair.
It's stressful. Scary. Imagine you read out the wrong number.
Yeah. Okay, here's today's Real or No Real.
Radio 1's Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard, was throwing out DH-branded pies during his DJ sets in Miami.
I don't know whether there's Danny Howard merch available, is there?
Do you reckon he gets loads of knockoff merchandise via David Hasselhoff and just sends it out as his own at gigs?
Or David Hay.
Why pies? I know that Steve Aoki chucks out cake.
Well, that's the point, isn't it? It's something different. Cake's been done.
Yeah,
but in fact, there's so much stuff that you can get on a night out, just where it's given out.
That's a great idea though, because that's what you need at the end of a night out. You need some stodge. So if he's at the end of his, instead of a confetti cannon, he's just throwing out pies to everyone.
But I feel that Miami is a very kind of quite cool, you know, dance head, body conscious crowd.
Yeah, but if you're a fan of Danny Howard, that's what you want. You want, you know, Danny Howard is very down to earth. He's very talented, but he's very, you know, he's a man of the people, is Danny Howard.
Yeah, he is.
Also, because he's obviously going to have a load of warm-up DJs on before him, by the time, if you are watching Danny Howard and you're right at the front all night, you are going to be peckish.
Yeah.
And Danny knows how to satisfy his crowd.
This is what we were saying about last week on the show. People that take equipment or apparatus with them on a night out. There was a girl that, if she's had a few too many drinks, does pack some cocktail sausages in her handbag to sober her up a bit. And then she gets in the club.
It's a great idea. It's a really good idea. And Danny always puts his audience first. He always puts the fans first.
He does,
as you should. And I think he's paving the way. He really is. David Guetta might throw out, you know, a few T-shirts, a couple of glow sticks or whatever. I've seen him throw out light sticks before. Mm. Danny Howard keeps it real by throwing out pies.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go real.
I'd never really thought about it, but Danny really does put the fans first, doesn't he?
He really does, always.
They always come first.
Do you remember Feet Up Friday? He always used to put the fans first on Feet Up Friday.
So real or no real, Danny Howard's pies?
Real.
I would say he sits at home during the day making them, and then he will bake them, and then he will throw them. And that is Danny Howard.
Yeah.
Real.
That one is no real.
Okay,
no.
Fine.
Okay, then. Northern Lad and Lord of the Dance, Danny Howard does not throw out branded pies at his gigs, but you can watch his brand... This is a plug for this documentary.
Oh, okay.
You can watch his new documentary, Spring Break Miami, on the Radio 1 channel on the BBC iPlayer right now. Do some work.
Work.
And
I mean, he is working, but he does have to... You know,
he has to
cover
to
spring
Miami.
Break related activities.
He does.
Yeah.
Once again, putting the fans first.
And Danny loves a pie. Now the thing is, he this will happen.
That was a documentary about spring break.
No, this will happen because he likes a pie. This will happen. He's probably listening to this right now. He's nothing else to do. He'll be listening to this and he'll do that.
Yeah, well, it's a great idea.
In the winter months in Blackpool.
And next.
A leading pizza chain have started using intelligent robots to deliver pizza to your door.
Whoa.
Oh dear.
Worrying news if you're a pizza delivery driver there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the world's changed. I mean, that used to be my job. That got me through school.
Did it?
Yeah, that was. I mean, they'd have been putting me out of business.
Replaced by robots now, potentially.
Yeah.
So, what's the deal? If a robot turns up at your door, do you have to tip it?
No.
And if so, what's it going to go spend its money on?
No, but you don't speak to them because they're robots.
They have to have maintenance done. New wheels.
Thank you.
New set of wheels.
You could be completely naked receiving your pizza and it won't matter because the robot won't see anything.
And that's the dream, isn't it?
Although it is intelligent.
Yeah.
That's the worry there. It's an intelligent robot.
He might get excited and come in.
So so based on that then...
Next thing you know it, you're laying down the robot. Think about that, Chris. Think about that.
Think about it.
2016.
It's very niche.
It's not that niche. I can see a time where we are making love to robots.
Next thing you know, you're married to a robot.
Okay, so...
We've discussed this off air before, Chris. So a leading pizza chain are using intelligent robots to deliver pizza to your door. Is this real or no real?
Probably real.
I've not heard of this, so I'm going to go no real.
That one is real.
Right. Yes. Okay, so the driverless robots will use your smartphone to find your location and will also anticipate obstacles in the road to ensure that your pizza arrives in one piece. It's not far away.
They're going to get run over, aren't they?
Yeah. At the end of that round of real or no real, because we've got no more time.
Oh, I got nothing, and Greg got 10.
Oh.
What about climbing the stairs if you've got a flat above? Because that's going to be a problem for a robot. I've got so many questions. Greg's next. Those are your Monday Best Bits. Back tomorrow from 1 o'clock on Radio 1. If you can't listen live, get this podcast. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.